People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL-FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
On this episode of Don't You Know, we talk to Jim Verkota, writer-director of USO Salute to the Troops, a Bob Hope-style USO show to benefit Winona Health. The show will be put on at the Winona Middle School Auditorium later this week. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Jim Verkota, today on Don't You Know. I'm here with Jim Verkota to talk about the upcoming theatrical performance of a USO-style show here in Winona. The performance will take place April 12th through the 14th at the Winona Middle School Auditorium. And Jim is the director of the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me in.
Oh, thanks for being with us today. First of all, can you kind of briefly describe for our audience what a USO show is?
Sure. Well, let me back it up into kind of why we're doing it.
Okay.
So Winona Health every couple of years does a fundraiser, and the proceeds from that fundraiser go towards scholarships for people going into the medical profession.
Oh.
So I got approached by Bernadette Tickey, someone that I've met through my chamber ambassador stuff, mm-hmm. and they said they were looking for someone to put together a show, and she'd heard I'd done some of the stuff in the past.
Right.
And so I had wrote a show back probably about 10 years ago, and it was done again as a fundraiser at that time. And what it is, it's basically Bob Hope did these variety shows, and he would go out actually on the front lines very often, but he also did these at small independent locations throughout the United States and then had them broadcast over Armed Forces Radio.
Oh, wow.
And so the joy of this show is that basically what I did is I did the auditions first to find out what talent that I had.
Oh, cool.
And then based on that, we selected numbers to be filled in with the dialogue that that Bob Hope does in and throughout. Kay Kaiser does some. Their assistant Patty does some.
Okay.
And so basically, I heard three girls that could do an Andrew Sisters, so there's an
nice.
Andrew Sisters. I had a couple of guys that were pretty good with comedy, so they're going to be doing an Abbott and Costello piece.
Oh, cool.
So it's music, comedy, and dance from World War II, mm-hmm. Korea, and Vietnam. So,
okay.
So for example, for the World War II time, we're using Abbott and Costello. For mm-hmm. Korean time, we've got Burns and Allen.
Okay.
And then when we come for comedy from the 70s, we're going to be doing stuff with the folks from Laugh-In.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So it's just a conglomeration of a variety show that, based on the talent that I had to work with, I rewrote the show around it with that basic premise of Bob Hope going on location in a small community somewhere in the United States
mm-hmm.
and then having it broadcast over Armed Forces Radio.
Okay, that's really neat. So you wrote the show around the acts that auditioned?
I actually wrote the show around the talent. So
okay.
some people could act. Some
okay.
people could sing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, did some comedy. And then I kind of took some of the local talent that was here in town. So the dance people from SG Dance Works,
okay.
Sheena Gifford Whitesett's group
mm-hmm.
is doing that. We also have an appearance by the Winona Hymns, who are coming
oh,
in
wow.
and doing some songs. They're going to be doing the Ballad of the Green Beret,
okay.
The POW hymn It's a put together the POW hymn and America the Beautiful. And then at the end of the show, we want to respect the people that gave their all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we flash by the names of the people, the soldiers that were killed in action. And
oh.
to that, the hymns will be singing Flanders Field.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
it'll be a, you know, I try to put the show together so that there's, you know, there's equal amounts of, you know, laughter, seriousness, even some sad parts. But it's trying to bring back that total experience that the veterans and their family perhaps had throughout
right.
the show. There's a couple of times where we're reading actual letters from soldiers that were involved, letters from husbands to wives, letters to mom, and
wow.
Really some moving moving pieces in there when you know that they were written by real soldiers from that time period.
Yeah, yeah. Where did those letters come from? How did you get obtain those?
Those letters came, so we had focus groups that I've developed throughout the time I've been doing these shows. Mm-hmm. And those letters got attached to particular songs. So the letters between the husband and wife is attached to this song, I'll Be Seeing You. Oh, wow. If you remember that song, and then there's a letter from a fighter pilot. Excuse me, he was a pilot for a bomber.
Okay,
that letter's attached to the song "Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer."
Oh wow! Okay,
so it's music attached to real letters from home that really kind of drive home some of the meaning of, you know, what those guys were thinking back then.
Right, right. Wow. Were there any particular challenges to doing it that way and building the show around, you know, components that you had?
Sure. You know, there were some different, you know, things that I've had in previous shows, you know, perhaps a different performer that I couldn't find, you know, that particular talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to drop that number, even though it was one of those numbers that I, you know, particularly liked.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good things that I've kept in that. You know, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, the Andrew Sisters really rock that song.
Cool.
We've got the Armed Forces Medley, where we bring in all the fight songs from the four divisions, and then also do a shout out to the Coast Guard as well. Mm-hmm. That's the end of our first act. You know, when I did the Abbott and Costello piece, you're familiar with the one Who's on First, What's on Second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I rewrote that entire piece into Who's My Drill Sergeant, What's My Supply Sergeant, and Who's My Executive Officer, or XO for short.
Okay.
And so that whole thing, that whole Who's on First comedy piece has been rewritten into a military piece.
Right. Oh, that's really neat. I like that. How did you – so you have the three different time periods, including Korea and Vietnam. How did you decide to pick those time periods?
Okay, so this takes me back to when I first wrote this show with a number of other people. I was with a little community theater in Maple Lake, Minnesota, population 2,100 people.
Oh, wow.
And we'd been doing kind of musicals and that kind of stuff, but we wanted to do something different as a fundraiser. And so what we did is we were watching our World War II veterans die at the pace of like 3,000 a month.
Oh,
and
wow.
We said we need to kind of send a shout out to them some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And so our first show was just World War II. The show packed the auditorium in small town, you know, Maple Lake. Mm-hmm. And they said, you guys got to do this again. So we came back the next year and we added Korea.
Okay.
And then we kind of took a break. We did a different musical in that, but people said, hey, you know who you forgot? You forgot the veterans that did not come home to the ticker tape parades.
Mm-hmm.
We need to somehow add our Vietnam veterans in there because they never got the homecoming that the guys from World War II or Korea got.
Yeah.
So we brought that in the third time. And so this show that we're doing right now is basically that last show. And I've done that show in Maple Lake. I've done it in Litchfield, and now I'm doing it here.
Oh, okay. So you've done it before. You're just kind of retailing it to the local talent.
That's the best part about this is that, once again, you have your auditions, you find out what people can do, and then you take your basic script, and you change around. You bring in a Frank Sinatra voice. You bring in Patti Page. You bring in Patsy Cline.
Right.
You know, you bring in those different musicians from different times. Nancy Sinatra will be on stage.
Oh,
and
cool.
Each person gets introduced as that person. So
okay.
you might see their name in the program, you know, but that's just the person that's up there. They get introduced by, ladies and gentlemen, this is Frank Sinatra. Ladies
cool.
and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Sisters.
Oh, cool. Cool. That sounds really fun.
It sounds like it
was a challenge and fun as well.
Oh, it is. You know, we've got approximately 40 people that are involved in the production, and a lot of the people, you know, had never met before, and mm-hmm. we're kind of thrown into this session, and you can just tell the camaraderie that is built. You know, these people may have never known each other before, but mm-hmm. all of a sudden now they're close friends.
Cool. Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have any plans to do another USO show here in town in the future then?
No plans at this time. Once again, the premise for it came about because Winona Health was looking for a fundraiser.
Okay.
And I think traditionally the name of their fundraiser had just been called The Follies, and they did, you know, different variety shows. In this particular one, we knew that this was going to be, you know, I call this a twofer in that I'm doing both raising money for a good cause, the nonprofit Winona Health, mm-hmm. but I'm also sending a great big shout out and a thank you to all the veterans that, you know, but for the sacrifice that our veterans have made over the years, we wouldn't be having the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans today.
Right, right. So since it's kind of for veterans in a way, is there a discount or anything like that for them to come and see the show?
Yes. So it's $15 for a regular ticket, but if you're a vet, it's $10.
Okay, great. And does that include active service members as well?
Or? Absolutely. Okay. Veteran, period. This is, you know, once again, we took music that was kind of, you know, some of it's out of the public domain, some of it's in, and, you know, there can be issues with that. So we've got Leighton Broadcasting is just kind of being our sponsor, okay. so that anything that falls within the public domain, we're still able to do it and charge, you know, charge a fee for when people come in.
Okay.
So, but yeah, no, this is for all of our veterans today just as well.
Okay, cool. It sounds like there's a lot of cool performances. Do you have a favorite that we might want to know about?
Well, you know, I always love the Andrews Sisters. I love mm-hmm. the harmonies that they bring. You know, the comedy pieces, you know, everybody knows Who's on First, What's on Second from Abbott and Costello, but they've never heard this particular version.
Right.
I got a couple of guys that really are nailing that whole persona that Abbott and Costello had.
Cool.
With the letter from home, I do a song called Coming In and a Wing and a Prayer.
Okay.
There's a little bit of music in the background, but it's basically a cappella.
Oh.
But it basically talks about this bombing crew that were hit, and they made it back home. Get back home, they find this huge, you know, hole in the wing. The guy who was actually doing the letter said that there was bullet holes in the hood that goes right above his head.
Oh, wow.
The machine gunner got nicked on his leg by machine gun bullets from the fighter plane that attacked him.
Oh,
it's just, you know, it kind of makes the hair stand up on the back mm-hmm. of your neck to just kind of, you hear the beginning of the song. You hear the beginning of the letter. It's a letter to mom. It basically shifts from mom's voice to the son's voice. And then the coming in on a wing and a prayer, and we'll be putting things up in the scrim of bomber pilots and,
oh, wow.
you know, dogfights and that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. people kind of get the feeling of what that, you know, that gunner might've been going through at that
right.
time, that pilot might've been going through. You know, then they finish it up with just the finishing of the letter, you know, that the soldier does. And then he just says, all for now, your son. Eddie.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. So you have screens on stage as well?
There's a scrim on the back.
Okay.
And so we'll be doing some special effects on that scrim.
Okay, cool. What can we kind of expect from that?
Well, you're going to see a lot of the stuff from, well, first of all, there's the special effects. So there's the mood lighting of, you know,
okay.
particular things and that
sure.
kind of stuff. But then when there's an opportunity, we will use that to do like what I'm talking about for coming in and winging a prayer.
Right.
We'll also use that when we scroll. One of the things that we do towards the end of the show is we basically do a tribute to all of those who gave their all. In other words, were killed in action.
Right.
And during Flanders Field, it will flash all the veterans that that lost their lives in World War II, in Korea, and in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And so they'll probably, depending on how many that is, we'll try to intersperse, you know, some pictures on the scrim of, say, perhaps Flanders Field itself,
okay.
Arlington, maybe the Vietnam Wall War mm-hmm. Memorial. So those are some of the things that we're kind of going to – it's meant to inspire a feeling within when we show those pictures on the scrim.
Right, right. Oh, that sounds pretty moving.
You know, I have had people come out laughing. I've had veterans' wives who lost their husbands come out in tears, and you know, you know, give me a hug and said, this really brings back some terrible but wonderful memories of my husband.
Right.
It's a moving performance. The last song we do is Kate Smith singing God Bless America. Mm-hmm. We invite the crowd to join us and stand and sing that with us.
Oh, cool.
There's really some just really interesting things. You know, when I did this show in Litchfield, for example, I never knew this, but if you're a Marine, when you hear the Marine fight song, they require you to stand up. You're not a former Marine. You are a Marine for the rest of your life.
Wow.
And I just about put me to tears when I saw one of the Marines who had been brought in and was in the handicap section, and there's his elderly wife helping him stand up.
Wow.
During the Marine hymn, during the fight song melody.
Wow. Ooh, I just got chills thinking about that.
It is. These guys, you know, these guys and women that have served our country, there's just, you know, all I can say so much and with deep sincerity is thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that my dad was a World War II veteran.
Okay.
And I know some of the things that he shared with me in regards to his time in the service as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, very, very moving stories. And the entire production is kind of meant to you know, to make you laugh at right times and make you remember these things and try to get inside the soldiers' heads and then just instill and revive that sense of patriotism that, you know, we might not like everything that's going on in our country and some of the politics that are going on, but I still believe in our military, that what we do is right, and I still believe that we live in the best country in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'm proud of that.
And a show like this can really bring people together in that way.
I really believe it does. Mm-hmm. I really believe it does.
And you mentioned that your father was a World War II veteran. Did that inform how you wrote this at all, or was that inspired?
He was definitely one of my mentors. So, you know, once again, you know, that mentor group of people from the Legion and the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
Until the last few years, I actually wore my dad. My dad was 101st Airborne.
Okay.
And he was actually one of the communications guy. He was slated with having the codes. And, you know, there's some really interesting stories that I can tell people about, you know, his experience as being a code talker. Mm-hmm. For 101st Airborne.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. How long have you guys been working on the show?
Well, so we came about the thought of doing it probably in October of November, and then we set up a time for auditions, and we did auditions in December, did not get quite as many people as we wanted. Then we kind of went into the Christmas season, so we held off, and then in January we got some additional auditions.
Okay.
But it's been going through its trials and tribulations. There's people that started that are no longer in it. Some changes that we've had to make to scripts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
and then everything from people being sick and missing time and that kind of stuff. We're getting close to, you know, we're basically Wednesday of next week is kind of our real, it's open to friends and family of the actors, and then the media are mm-hmm. welcome to come. That's our final dress rehearsal.
Okay.
And so, yeah, please come if you'd like to kind of see the show.
Sure.
But, you know, basically a week from tomorrow, we're opening live.
And the Wednesday dress rehearsal, is that at 7 as well?
That's at 7 as well.
Okay, okay. So what kind of projects, you mentioned that that's benefiting Winona Health volunteer projects.
Yep.
What kind of projects might we expect to see come out of this?
So some of the things that they do is scholarships towards people that are going into nursing.
Okay.
That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody knows that there's a deficit of good nurses out there, good nursing care.
Right.
I'm not talking about the people that are out there. We simply need more. We need them in the hospitals. We need them in our nursing homes as our baby booming, generation continues to age and needs more care. Definitely something where we want to help make sure that we've got people that are going to be able to take care of us.
Right. Okay, great. Why do you think that USO shows have kept their popularity so much over the years?
Well, you know, Bob Hope did them literally into his 90s.
Oh, wow.
You know, he was in Desert Storm. He did some stuff in some of the early stuff in Iraq. You know, he's passed that torch to others. But, you know, people, even though Bob Hope was not a U.S. citizen, you know, he was one of those people that, and when I say he wasn't a U.S. citizen, he wasn't born in the United States.
Okay,
He always made the joke that, you know, I'm doing all this stuff for the USO shows, but honestly, I'm one of the people that can't be elected president because I wasn't born here in the United States. So, you know, that's the type of thing that, you know, that we're looking at.
Okay. Okay. Is there anyone playing Bob Hope in this show?
Jack Karnick.
Okay.
Jack and I have done a couple of shows, for the cemetery walk, if you're familiar with those things,
sure.
Where we bring back a little piece of history. And Jack and I did a baseball one together.
Okay.
And so when I got approached to do this and I was trying to think of who, you know, was going to be Bob Hope, and Jack just really has gotten better and better every day. We both discussed how comedy is all about timing.
Right.
And, you know, from the first time Jack picked up the script to even last night, he's added new timing and the way his jokes are presented. He just continues to get better, and he's going to make a great Bob Hope.
Cool. Well, this sounds like a fantastic show. And we're kind of at the end of our time here. So I've been talking to Jim Verkota, and there's a Bob Hope USO-style show, and it's at the Winona Middle School Auditorium. It starts this Thursday, April 12th through Saturday the 14th, and the show times are 7 p.m. Saturday there'll be two shows, correct?
Matinee at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock and 7. Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. So if people are looking for tickets, they can get them at Merchants Bank.
Okay.
They can get them at Winona Health. I believe that they're available at Hy-Vee as well. So if you're looking for tickets, you know, please stop down and see us, and we'll get you all set up. Make sure and you don't have to, you know, be a veteran to buy a veteran's ticket. If you're going to bring your dad, your brother, your mom, your sister, aunt, whatever, and you're going to take them to the show, just make sure that you let them know that you're buying a ticket for a veteran.
Okay, great. And veterans tickets are $10, general admission's $15.
Correct? That's correct.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we hope the best for the show.
Thank you very much. We're going to try to put on a good one for you folks.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Thanks again to Jim Verkota for joining us today on Don't You Know. For more information on USO Salute to the Troops, call Winona Health Volunteer Services at 507-474-3328.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.